What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I'm not trying to do a cop-out here. I thought you would come after me strongly for that with Miles. Because, like, listen, I'm a fan. I wouldn't want to trade Miles as a fan. But look at our situation we're in. I mean, could you imagine 3 first-round picks next year and then 2 first-round picks the year after? Now, you could have no, like the previous caller, Kevin in Georgia, you could have no faith in Andrew Berry. Yeah, just more chances for him to mess it up. Okay, fine, fair enough. But if you're looking at it from our perspective, because they're always the best ideas.
I would have assumed if they did trade Miles, I would have assumed it'd be the bottoming out this year and then it'd be a total house clean.
Yeah. Because 5 ones over the next 2 years, even if one was a bust, you still got 4 ones in 2 years, and one of them would be a quarterback. That's pretty strong. But I don't think you're getting 2 ones for Myles Garrett. That's where I think that maybe I was wondering if it sounds like a cop-out a little bit because, he's 30 years old.
Well, the thing when we were going through the original conversation, I remember I said, look, guys, this team is in a transitional phase. They got 2 different timelines going, and normally that doesn't work for professional teams because you got all these older guys.
He's 29 right now, but he turns 30 in December. Sorry, I want to make sure I'm right.
You've got all these older guys. You don't have a quarterback right now, presumably. And normally teams in that situation would trade a Myles Garrett because he's going to want to go to a contender. He's making noise. It's not going to be great to have that guy in the locker room. Yeah, you trade him. But then you're like, well, who are we going to trade him to? We're going to trade him to a contender. Well, a contender, you're not getting good picks then. You're getting worse first-round picks. And remember, Buffalo was a team that came up, and Buffalo is probably going to be picking at the end of the first round the entire time you're collecting on these picks, and then it doesn't look anywhere near as desirable.
Well, so many people talked about Buffalo. Was Green Bay was never in the conversation? Was Green Bay ever in the conversation? Because, I mean, maybe not at that time. Because when did Miles get signed? He got signed before the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Green Bay wasn't necessarily known as... I know that they spent a little bit of money in free agency. Like, Green Bay's always been like, listen, we're going to do this in a classic sense. We're going to be very conservative in free agency. They hadn't taken a wide receiver in the first round in like 40 years or something crazy. And okay, they got a wide receiver. They went out and spent in free agency. There was writing on the wall. I think Daniel Jeremiah was talking about it yesterday where he ended up at the same hotel some way, somehow, as Jordan Love at his wedding and saw David Mulligetta there, and he's the agent.
Putting 2 and 2 together.
Yeah, and so he's like, oh my God, maybe this was put together. The wheel started turning at a wedding here. What were you going to say?
The next team odds for Myles Garrett when all this stuff perked up, it was Eagles, Commanders, Lions, Bills, Bears, in that order.
So no Packers.
Packers weren't even in that group.
So again, I don't know if you're going to get, you're not going to trade anything now. Like, the trade conversation's done. Now you've made your bet and you lay in it and you hope that Myles Garrett puts out another tremendous season. Because that's what the money's for. I know that they put a captaincy on him. It meant something in high school. It means nothing in the pros. The only reason, I think Keith sent it to us this morning. Like, we didn't have it written down. I'll tell you this right now. Keith sent it to us this morning trying to, stoke a fire. I don't care about, with Deshaun Watson, when he got captain, it's like, well, because I didn't have a lot of faith that he was going to be very good. And there was also that he got the captaincy and it's they took it off of Nick Chubb of all people. Like I don't think they're taking it off of anybody with Myles Garrett. And I just assume Myles Garrett's going to go out there and get 14 to 16 sacks and get us off the field on third down and do a lot of things for this defense. Like I have no qualms with the money because I think that he's going to turn in at least three more really, really, really good years for this football team unless something physically goes terrible with him. Like, I don't have any questions about that. So keeping the player is fantastic. But from a return, again, he turns 30 in December. If you're turning 30 in December, I don't think I'm giving you two first-round picks. I got to pay the guy. And the contract that I pay the guy with is going to be probably an albatross around my neck if he ends up getting hurt. So I'm stuck with him. You're not getting two first-round picks for Myles Garrett. We can talk about first and a second and all the other stuff, but I'm not giving you two ones.
What do you think overall, Kenny, that this happened right before the season started? Because everybody else just came back to their team, right? All the guys that were talking about holdouts, you know, Trey Hendrickson, just that deal gets done. Like all these distractions, and that's why everybody, and this is no shade to Mueller over there in Pittsburgh, who we have on, you know, inside or around the AFC North. He's like, guys, this the Micah thing's going to get done. It was like one of the tweets that popped up on my For You page.
How could
I thought
you assume
it
wasn't going to get
done? I thought it would, too. I did not think they were actually going to trade him.
Last year they got it done with Dak the night before the season had started. Trey Hendrickson had been signed. That thing looked like that was going to go to a stalemate. The other moves that were made, I mean, I know the Cam Hayward situation's kind of weird over there in Pittsburgh, but all this stuff was done. And so I really thought that either A, they would sign the contract with Dallas, or B, that you would just go into the season and you wouldn't have Micah Parsons, and it would be a lot like the Chris Jones scenario, where maybe they would go out there, lose in week one, and then, all right, we need Micah Parsons, let's make this happen here. Like, one of those things were going to happen. I thought it might turn into something like that. I did not think they were going to trade him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I thought I put too much logic in when they traded him going, all right, DeMarcus Lawrence, really respected guy. Hearing what Sean Sharif has reported down there for the last couple of years where it's not necessarily great in the locker room with Micah Parsons, not necessarily the classic cowboy. And then I thought, man, he's going to Green Bay. I've never been to Green Bay. I've been to State College, Pennsylvania a handful of times. I imagine Green Bay is a lot like State College, Pennsylvania. So I'm like, man, he'd probably be pretty comfortable there, pretty happy there. He could do his thing, go up to Green Bay, have fun, good luck to you. You're a guy from a mid-eastern state. You'll play in the Midwest. You're probably happy there anyway. So I thought it made sense. And then I heard what Jerry Jones said, and I immediately felt sick about my own opinion because I thought it was a silly thing for Jerry Jones to sit there and filibuster for 10 minutes about.
Do you think part of it is Jerry Jones, while this documentary is going on, that's another day that I mentioned the documentary, that's 15 straight days.
It's great. I'm glad you do. I want you to watch more documentaries.
Do you think...
Let's get Greg Gardens in you.
Do you think that he's watching the, you know, the Herschel Walker trade, and this is not the Herschel Walker trade, but do you
mention the Herschel Walker trade?
I know. That's what's so funny about it. Do you think he's like, you know, everyone in the country in his mind is watching this damn documentary, And he's like,
yes.
You know what, Micah?
Yes.
I can trade any of you at any time. Yes. I'm the boss. Yes. I'm the owner. Yes. I'm the most influential guy in the league.
I do. Especially when
I do.
When you look at the documentary and the one down part, the first down part of it was Emmitt Smith held out, right? And they started the season without Emmitt Smith. It's the same deal.
When do they do the sit down for the documentary? Probably in the spring.
Earlier maybe
so
a
they do the
earlier.
Sit down. We've been talking about Micah Parsons with a contract for at least a calendar year now, it seems, if not even earlier than that. So he does this sit down, and I'm sure he's sitting there thinking, hey, man, even though Micah Parsons is probably a first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's probably sitting there thinking, man, Emmitt, leading rusher of all time on my football team, change this. Is he as good as Emmitt? Is he as good as Michael? Is he as good as Troy? Well, none of them are going to be as good as that because you won Super Bowls with those guys, even though they weren't even your guys for the most part. You won Super Bowls with those guys. It probably got stuck in his head, and he was probably willing to make that deal.
It was
plus all the other crap that was said.
It was 93. I couldn't remember the running back. Derek Lassick, who's out of Alabama.
Yes.
And he averaged, he only had the 1 year, played in 10 games. That was his career. 3.6 yards per carry.
And how many fumbles?
Right. He probably had more fumbles than yards per carry.
They showed between the fumbles they showed of him and him not catching the ball in the backfield, I swear to God, Troy Aikman, if you only watch this documentary, you would think Troy Aikman is one of the bottom five quarterbacks in NFL history. They only showed Troy Aikman sailing balls, interceptions, and chewing guys out on the sideline.
I didn't like the part in it. I got to
Ryan Leaf there.
I got to it finally where he says like he didn't remember the NFC Championship game and there was like no Bernie.
Right.
You guys remember?
Yeah, how did they not? They picked and choose what they were going to do when it came to some of the background games.
Yeah, because Nick at the TV station was like, wait until you see that. And I go, I cannot. No Bernie.
Yeah, they mentioned Berline. They didn't mention Walsh. They didn't mention Steve Walsh because.
Right. Well, they had Berline in there too.
They really made it seem like. They thought Troy Aikman was a total afterthought. Like, they could have won with anybody outside of Troy Aikman.
Either way. So you wouldn't have made this trade? Or you don't think we would have got two first-round picks for Miles?
I actually think we would have. I just wouldn't.
You do?
Then
you would have made the trade.
If it were Buffalo, I wouldn't have liked those picks, and that's the team you're trading with, right? Most likely, I guess if you're saying, well, if Green Bay were willing to do this.
Out of those teams that you listed earlier, like Chicago's the only one that you feel
if it were Chicago, that would have been a tough one to not go with because you're betting, much like people would bet against the Browns in any trade like that, you would be betting against Chicago, against Caleb Williams, against them being able to figure things out.
Because it was the Commanders, the Lions, the Bills.
Listen.
And Philly.
I'll say it.
I'll be the bad guy here.
You think they're playoff teams for you?
I'm not trading with Philly.
I don't believe they would have been able to get two first-round picks considering this deal for Miles, considering the Micah Parsons deal, for what I've said. 4 years older, you got to pay him. But I have to be the bad guy here and say, if I was guaranteed the two first-round picks, I'm not in concrete. So if they win the Super Bowl, I don't have to stay there at number 32. I can move up if they finish with the 25th pick. I don't have to stay there at 25. And also, what are we complaining about? We are complaining about a team that earlier this week, I was shaking because I don't know what their identity is. You would at least have a clear identity of what we're going to turn this team into. The opinion of the 2025 Cleveland Browns would be the bleeps. There would be nobody who has any faith in this team. Even the excitement of Shador being here would not have been enough. That's true. And it would have been back to the doldrums of 16 and 17. And I think that history, if we're talking about Jerry Jones from the Emmitt Smith history, I think that history plays into this with holding on to Miles and paying Miles. So I have to be brutally honest with everybody. If it were two first-round picks for Miles, I think I'd have to make that deal because I'm not the general manager getting fired. And it would have provided clear-cut clarity on what the future of this franchise is. Because Miles is probably going to go out there and have 15 or 16 sacks, and I got a bunch of people calling me an idiot because I think they can win 6 games this year. That is not good business for your future.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.